Hey everyone, Lindsay Piper Loomis here. Thank you so much for tuning in to this special announcement. It's an endorsement for South Carolina District 1. I'm going to try to keep this very brief. I'm going to do a live of this endorsement on X so you can share it on there. The person I'm endorsing has no idea. I'll send it to them when I'm done. And I have carefully considered about whether or not I was going to weigh in on this. I am going to open up a little bit more dialogue beyond the endorsement. I'm going to tell you why I'm endorsing this person and why I did not choose the other person in this race. I know this is going to raise some flags, but I have to, at the end of the day, look at the state of our country and the state of South Carolina. This is important because we are in a major battle within the GOP from the establishment versus the people. And anyone that's willing to stand up on behalf of the people and begins to do that, we need to take a close, hard look at that. Now, I've done my own due diligence, my research, and I've actually, through God's divine intervention, people have started coming to me, sharing some things with me that I didn't know about the person that I am endorsing. Now, I will tell you that if you choose to walk away from a friendship or a relationship because of this endorsement, then we were never friends anyway. So let's just get that off the table. I'm choosing to endorse Congresswoman Nancy Mace. I found out that this woman has been a staunch supporter in the defense and protection of the innocence of children when it comes to combating child trafficking, child luring, these types of things. When she was actually at the State House, there was a bill that she was behind, the child luring bill, that never made it past the Judiciary Committee. Do you know who was the head of the Judiciary Committee? Representative Chris Murphy. He blocked all anti-human trafficking legislation. He's actually said that I was lying, but he's actually lying. Now, all of a sudden, it's an election year. Representative Lee Hewitt was working on this bill, brought it forward. I was actually there and I testified at the subcommittee meeting. And wouldn't you know, Chris Murphy showed up because all of a sudden, he wants to weigh in. Too little, too late. But what I do want to tell you is that Congresswoman Nancy Mace was behind this. She had someone in her district that had a horrifying thing happen. And as a result of that, she got to work. She also was against the pediatric endocrinology clinic that was at MUSC. I don't know if she knows that I know this, but she applauded the South Carolina Freedom Caucus for their work in getting that shut down. A clinic that was giving chemical castration, sterilization drugs to children, which is not reversible. This woman has made some choices in the past and said things that I was completely against. She supports President Donald Trump and his policies. And she's come out strong against the border. And one of his policies is the death penalty for those that are trafficking and doing the things that they're doing down at the border. You can go to his website to check it out. And when I was running for Congress in the race against her, one of the things I had done is I went and spent 6 or 7 days down in Arizona and another 6 or 7 days down in Texas, two separate intervals. I saw the rape trees. I saw government-sponsored, taxpayer-funded human trafficking. I came back and reported on it. I talked about children that were being tagged for organ harvesting, sex, drug, and human trafficking, and how I supported the death penalty from child sexual groomers all the way to the traffickers, those who are raping, murdering, whatever process and everything in between. And so I saw Nancy Mace come against the establishment. I saw her come against the establishment and get Kevin McCarthy out. And he's probably one of the most corrupt politicians of the Uniparty that in history, I would venture to say. And so I began to see a lot of things changing direction. Now, before I made this decision, I actually asked Catherine Templeton one question. First of all, I had heard my name being thrown around in her campaign, maybe just in how things were in the last election and who I supported, but I want to set the record straight. I want to make sure that you hear straight from my mouth what my intentions are and what I endorse and what I don't endorse. I don't like my name being thrown around. I think that's pretty sleazy. It's not ethical campaigning. And if you ask anyone, for the most part, I ran a really solid ethical campaign. I brought out the facts. But the thing about this is, you know, I don't like just people assuming that if they're running for office, that I support them because somebody endorsed them that I had previously supported. And that's not how this works. Politics is a very interesting beast, and it is horrific. I hate it to a degree. And then other days I really enjoy getting into the nitty gritty, but I didn't like that. So I approached her myself and I introduced who I was, and she was, you know, very nice. And she is nice, but her border stance sucks. I asked her, how would you solve the border crisis? I was waiting for Donald Trump's policies to fall out of her mouth, because anything separate from that isn't going to work. Period. It's not going to work. But she gave me some beat around the bush part about a 500 piece of legislation that we just need to go line item by line item, because it would take an awful long time to get things done the way that we needed to get it done, that she would change one word from may until shall to shall. And I said, you can't legislate the border. And I really didn't appreciate that stance at all. It was like she was regurgitating the talking points that her campaign team had given her. And so I said, I mean, right there, I wanted just to walk away. And I said, you know how I would solve the problem? I would mark the cartel as domestic terrorists. It freezes their assets. And then anyone who's in that line of sight. So any politicians, any NGOs, anyone that has done business with them, you can see it. It's completely highlighted. And I said, it gets highlighted all the way to Washington. And honestly, probably to McCarthy's office. So I also said she needed to go to the border. You can't just talk about the border. And honestly, the immigration thing that she said that she passed here in South Carolina doesn't do jack squat for what's happening. We have undocumented minors that are going missing in our state and no one's looking for them. And we know that children are being trafficked. We have babies that are down in a processing facility as young as 2 months old down in Texas. Millions of babies and children. And I told you guys, I went out on a limb, I pioneered it, was on the front lines and said they're being tagged. I showed you how they were being tagged. I showed you the tags. And now it's all getting on top. And now mainstream media is picking it up. Dr. Phil all of a sudden is picking it up. What's in it for him? Anyways, this is an endorsement. So that alone, if you can't defend and protect the voice of the most innocent except through legislation and giving me some lame remark, nothing against her. She's nice, but nice is not going to save this country. We need a warrior. Donald Trump is that warrior. Nancy Mace is that warrior. I also stand behind the Vets for America First / Vets for Trump that also endorsed Nancy Mace. I stand with them on this endorsement. So I'm giving her my complete and total endorsement for SC01, and I will let everyone know. I will do whatever it takes on my end to support her, you know, meetings and wherever I'm at, to let people know that I'm supporting her and why I am not supporting Catherine Templeton. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to go do a live. I know this has been a little bit more dialogue than what you probably would have asked for, but I think it's important for you to understand. Again, I don't agree with all of her choices and the things that she said in the past, but I do believe that she is the best candidate in this race, in this election cycle, based on what she has sacrificed and putting herself out on the line and really what she's doing right now. So you can go to my website, lindsay.co, to catch any other episodes that you may have missed. Please share this. It will be available on Rumble. It's going out in my newsletter today, and it will be on Twitter, Truth Social. It will also be available. I'm going to do a live endorsement as well. Thank you so much. God bless, and have a great day.